It's opening very soon. You want to make sure you catch this and catch more. The Holland Museum Spark Lab, an interactive space for kids to be inventors, soon open to the public, open to the adults as well. Executive Director of the Holland Museum, Ricky Levine, in the house. Ricky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Oh, isn't it exciting to plan for these new ventures?
Oh, this has been an incredible experience. Really, really exciting. And to finally see it come to fruition is just super great.
All right, give me the basics of the Holland Museum before we go anywhere.
All right. Well, the Holland Museum, located in downtown Holland, is really a historical museum about the community of the greater Holland area. So we talk about the immigrant story, the indigenous people story, people that have come and made it what it is today. So the Dutch heritage, of course, is a big part of what we showcase. And we have a fabulous Dutch art gallery in addition to some of the historical items that immigrants brought in with them. And then we touch upon the other immigrants that have come in as well, because that's what makes Holland what it is today.
Open most days of the week?
Well, our summer hours are Wednesday through Sunday. And then they change a little bit in the off season. But we are opening, and this is a really exciting venture because we just started this July. The second Monday of every month, we are open from 4 to 8 p.m. and we are free. So we really want this to be a community endeavor, and then people feel like this is their museum.
And a combination of permanent exhibits, visiting exhibits, and more?
Exactly, yeah. We have right now one of our temporary exhibits that runs through September 1st, so there's still time, is Atmosphere of Distinction, which we've talked about before, and it's about the suffragette movement and its impact on fashion in West Michigan. And we have walking tours that are associated with that, along with other walking tours. We have quite a few in that series. So it's really fascinating to see that story about the impact that movement had on, again, the suffragette movement at that time. But we also circle into what's going on with the women's movement today. So it's timeless. History is repeating itself again.
Yes. Ricky Levine again, Executive Director of the Holland Museum, now presenting very soon Spark Lab. What's happening?
Spark Lab is from the Smithsonian Institution. It's part of the Lemlinson Center, which is located in the American History Museum of the Smithsonian, which makes sense because we're also a history museum. And what it is, it's an invention, hands-on invention workspace for children and their families to learn the invention process. And they do it using STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, history. That's a silent H in STEAM, and math. So they use those integral components that educators are looking for and employers are looking for. And in addition to that, they're using these skills, but they're also learning 21st century learning skills, which are things like collaboration, critical thinking, problem solving, the things that a lot of employers are saying that young adults that are coming into the workforce don't have. They don't have eye contact. They don't know how to do those things because they're tied to their phones. So this is a way for them to put that aside, walk into the Spark Lab, and create with their hands, with their minds, creative thinking. And what the Smithsonian has found, the Lemlinson Center has found, is that children that learn how to create and think and explore become much more resilient, become much more self-assured, and become better members of our society. So it doesn't matter if they turn into engineers. Mm-hmm. They may turn into gym teachers. Mm-hmm. But those skills and those self-confidence, those pieces that will stay with them no matter what they do.
I like this. Exploring the invention process, their own inventiveness, demonstrating the central role that invention even plays in American history and today. Oh, target audience again, Ricky?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Smithsonian says primarily 6 to 12-year-olds, but they have found in some of the activities we are bringing in, and again, they revolve. The activities will change every 3 months. So you come in August, you come back in December, you'll have different activities. So young, real preschoolers, even as young as 1 year old, can explore the process. And certainly it's interesting, the adults that I've been talking to when I've been going out to the community and speaking to corporations, mm-hmm. they're finding, wow, this would be a great team building exercise for my small company or my department. So organically, I think things will come out of it. So it's really a multi-generational kind of program. And because it's at the Holland Museum, mm-hmm. and we have such a rich history in West Michigan of invention and innovation. Yes. We're going to tie in the history part as we're teaching the invention process. So kids will learn about what has happened right here in their own community in invention and innovation as they're learning the process themselves.
Yes. All right. When does it open?
It opens to the public next Friday, a week from today, August 3rd.
Is it included in admission?
It is. Spark Lab is not open all hours the museum is open, because we do have trained docents in there to work with the kids, but it's open probably about 80% of the time the museum is open, and it's not a separate admission charge. So if you come to the museum during Spark Lab hours, you'll be able to get into Spark Lab. And those Monday nights that I was telling you about, the second Monday, Spark Lab will always be open.
Well, thank you. Looks like you're a partner with WGVU PBS. We'll get involved here, right?
Yes, you are our media sponsor, and we're thrilled to have such a great power of communication in our corner for this program. And so we're very excited to partner with you.
It looks like with this Spark Lab, Ricky Levine, Executive Director, Holland Museum, trained docents, I mean, there will be some guides here. The activities like shaping shoes, kids are encouraged to prototype a shoe.
Yeah, let me explain that one. It's a fascinating activity. So basically, you show kids prototypes. You show them work shoes that are steel reinforced, or ballet toe shoes, or running shoes, and different types of shoes. You show them and you talk about what they're used for. And then you talk about, okay, who's going to be wearing these shoes? Is it a child? Is it an adult? What are they doing in them? Are they playing? Are they working? What kind of terrain will they be working on? And then you give them materials and they literally invent shoes. And we've been in training with our docents they've been exploring that themselves. So adults have been creating these fabulous shoes.
Gotta practice it. How about the high wire driver?
Okay, so you tell kids, look outside and you see electrical wires and you see phone wires. Well, what else could you do if you had a cable between two points? So, and you think about watching a football game or a swim meet, and the camera is on that swimmer the entire length of the pool.
Yes.
Well, that's a camera that's on a cable between two points. So what else can you do? Can you use it for other kinds of communication or transportation? And you give them motors and you give them wheels and other gizmos of all kinds, and they develop an item or an object that can actually use that cable technology.
How long will Spark Lab be around?
It's indefinite. We have a license with the Smithsonian for 2 years that we can renew as often as we want. We can create our own invention activities. Mm-hmm. So we have 10 core activities that we're getting from the Smithsonian, and we can either adapt them or create our own. As long as they approve it, we can use the Smithsonian name. So I expect this is going to be going on for quite some time. We actually renovated one of our galleries. Very cool, children-friendly, exciting, colorful ways for them to explore. And it's very flexible space. So we can use it for different types of activities depending on how much room we need.
All right. I guess final word is how we find out more information about Spark Lab and your great museum.
Well, probably the best way is to go to our website, which is simply hollandmuseum.org, and you'll find out all of our programs, all of our activities right on the website, and you'll find out the Spark Lab hours as well.
I bet Ricky Levine's going to want to sit in there all by yourself in your corner and make shoes or you know, jump on the high wire.
Well, I'm going to collaborate with others, but I'll do that, yes.
Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate you. The Holland Museum, great under your leadership. Take care to you.
Thanks, Shelley. You too.